Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. Already the middle of November, I'm one of your morning show hosts, Phil Huff, and today we have folks from the Nordic Club in the studio. Yes, it's getting to be that time of year. We're going to get to that. There's so much to talk about with what's coming up this winter, and we'll take a look first here at the forecast. Unfortunately, don't see a lot of snow in it until Friday night, maybe a little bit then. But right now, there is a dense fog advisory out. That's through 11 a.m. Tuesday. No, that can't be right. It must be through tomorrow. So tonight, we have a low of 36 degrees, mostly cloudy, then likely rain. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 51, a little bit chance of fog too. Rain and then chance of rain. So it looks like rain tomorrow. Wednesday night, rain, 38 degrees. Thursday, guess what? It's rain. And Friday, rain might turn to snow. So we're going to have fall temps and a forecast that is somewhat predictive and hopeful of snow. But we're going to talk about things related to snow here with folks from the Nordic Club. We have Claude Goldberg from the executive director's seat. Welcome, Claude, back to the show.
Thanks for having us again. This is great. Mm-hmm.
And Sue Jordan, treasurer, board treasurer.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue. So let's start a little bit with introductions. Claude, for first-time listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself, your role with the Nordic Club, but just who you are, how you came to be in Sandpoint.
Well, that's a long story. No, we moved
here.
We
have time.
We moved here about 5 years ago for my husband's career and opportunity, and I was still working remotely for an organization in Colorado, and got to meet a wonderful member of our board who recruited me to help coach Nordic. And I was like, I don't know anything about coaching Nordic. I was an alpine ski instructor and in my background. And she said, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as you're fun and you can stand up on your skis, you'll be fine. And I thought, all right, well, that feels like a hard no, so I better say yes. And here we are 4 years later, and I got involved. Absolutely loved the organization and everything that we're doing in the community. Coached for a couple of years, helped out with our Youth Ski League program, and then when the role of executive director came up, I was like, you know, I think I want to put my hat in the ring for that. So here we are.
And that's been, what, about 2 years now?
This is year three.
Year three.
Yeah.
Very good.
Time flies.
How is that going?
You know, it is amazing. This organization, Sandpoint Nordic Club, is just incredible. You know, it's really all about the community and access and affordability. Obviously, we've had two difficult winters. This last two winters for us, as our home lies about 2,500 feet. Mm-hmm. So snow levels are challenging. But that to the side, I'm always amazed by the continued passion and commitment from our families, from our community, from my board, everyone involved. So it keeps us moving forward, and it's been an incredible ride.
It's such a tremendous community effort, like so many things in Sandpoint and Bonner County.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit from Sue. Tell us about your journey, how you came to Sandpoint, came to the Nordic Club.
So my husband and I, we moved here in 2001. We moved our business from Seattle, and in 2020, my neighbor had asked me if I would be interested in becoming the treasurer of the Nordic Club, and I have a finance background but had never skied Nordic. And so I said, sure, I'll try it for a year. And I have since learned how to Nordic ski because of our great programming. And also, I love being part of the board. And what I was immediately drawn to is how much the Nordic Club is a community in itself. Besides what we do in the community, it is a community, and I have met the most wonderful people as part of that community.
Let's pick that up there and go a little bit more into the mission and history of the Nordic Club. You've touched on a couple of the aspirations, but just tell us, what is the goal for the Sandpoint Nordic Club? How long has it been around?
Yep. So been around in some form or fashion since
2011.
Well, 2011, yeah. We became a nonprofit. We filed for the 501c3 status, but it was around before that. There was, in my mind, I know some of the history, but I love to think that there was this wonderful group of people sitting around the fire going, you know, it'd be really fun. You know, we Nordic ski, so let's just call ourselves a club. And they sparked this incredible thing that has continued to grow. But as a nonprofit, we've been around since 2011. And, you know, the mission has always been affordability and accessibility for all in our community to access a lifelong sport. And that continues to be our mission. We now have goals of continuing to grow trail and find snow at higher elevations and create trail opportunities for our community outside of Pine Street Woods so that we can keep doing what we love to do, especially in those low snow years. Pine Street Woods is our primary home and we love it. We have an amazing facility up there. We have so many skis up there to rent and utilize for all our programs. But that is really, right now, our growth is looking towards what else, where else can we go to continue to offer good skiing, places we can groom.
What does that look like? Any, or is it too premature to name names?
You know, there's definitely irons in the fire. And it is a little premature, but, you know, I shamelessly talk to everybody and say, so if you know anybody with land above 3,000 feet that want to have us come out and groom some loops, we'd love to come see it.
Yeah. I think in years past, there's been some efforts there that sound like they might not be going on this winter for other groomed areas.
Yeah. Back in the day, before my time, at the U of I.
U of I, that's what, yes, before we had the Pine Street Woods and the rec center up there, there was, we groomed at U of I.
And we did put in a little bit of track out on the golf course at the Elks Club. But again, you know, those low elevations are tough here.
Yeah, they're difficult.
Inconsistent.
Yeah, if there's no snow at Pine Street Woods, there's none at the Elks Club.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's an amazing facility for, again, listeners who might not have been out to the Pine Street Woods or been out in the winter. Tell us a little bit about the home base.
Yeah, I'm going to let Sue talk a little bit about the history of how that building came to be.
Yes. So when we realized at the U of I that it was too low and we needed to move up, we partnered with Kinnick-Sue Land Trust. And then we also received a grant from Blue Cross to build the building up there. So we have a beautiful facility. We have the rentals. We hold some events up there. In the wintertime, we do the moonlight ski. We also have our youth ski league that goes out of there. And the we continue to build more trails up there as we can.
Mm-hmm. What does the winter trail system up there look like?
How many, Kate? Well, we do have groomers that are up, that come up, and when there's snow, they groom it for us, and they are, how many K of trails?
We have about 7 kilometers of trail,
okay.
And we have a dedicated grooming staff that are out there late at night, early in the morning, when they're watching the forecast and seeing when the snow is coming, and incredible group. They're sort of our snow ninjas. Mm-hmm. You don't really see them, but they're out there getting the trails ready and then pristine throughout the season. And we groom for skate and for classic, and we can put track down for classic skiing as well. Yeah.
Well, that's just incredible having both available in one place.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it truly is magical up there when people are out skiing and you're rolling through the woods and the trails that were put in when Pine Street Woods became a thing. So that's about 6 years now, going into 7 years, that Pine Street Woods came to be. The trails are just tremendous. And we do refer to them. I think this is always important that they are the wide trails are what we ski on, and the narrow trails, the more single track, are for snowshoers and fat tire bikers.
Right. So the mixed use is accommodated by segmenting or separating the activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And the facility there is a rental facility. Is it also a warming facility?
Yeah. So for those who've never been in there, it is. It's really beautiful and designed by our very own Katie Cox of Kinnick-Sioux mm-hmm. Land Trust. And it houses our entire rental fleet, where I don't even know how many hundreds of pairs of skis and boots we have. It's a lot. Beautifully
and
organized.
Snowshoes, yes.
Yeah, and snowshoes, and beautifully organized by our facility manager, Rick Price, and his team. And yes, the building has wonderful space for hanging out, leaving your gear, warming up. We have a little seating area with a little faux fireplace that's just super fun. And yeah, it's just wonderful.
Hmm. That just sounds incredible. So when does the season usually start?
As soon as we get enough snow.
As soon as we get enough snow.
Yep.
So on pause, hold on to the Cedar Pants opening date.
It is a moving target.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been doing our snow dances and getting a lot of information about what you can do to make sure that the snow gods do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which is, you know, burn skis, tape a nickel to your window, silver spoon under your pillow. Any others? I don't know.
any grand event on opening day, as it were?
Grand event on opening day?
Yeah.
Well, we just had our winter welcome event, which was November 2nd, which is our annual welcome to mm-hmm. the beginning of the season. It's a wonderful event, and this year we had a great turnout from our community. It's open to everybody, not mm-hmm. just new members, old members. It was so much fun, mm-hmm. and we had bonfire and s'mores and.
But no snow yet.
So. No snow, but that's okay. Yeah, yeah. That's okay.
So once snow arrives and people start coming up, you'll have activities for the snowshoers, for the classic skate ski. And it's probably not part of the Nordic Club program, but the overall thing. Are there trails for fat tire bikes?
Yeah, those are the narrow trails Pondere Peddlers grooms during the winter.
Okay.
So that falls under their jurisdiction, and they take lovely care of those trails. And you can snowshoe on those and fat tire bike.
Doesn't seem like both of those would be compatible. Do they have separate snowshoe and bike trails? Do you know?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one trail. It's perfect. Once it gets compacted down enough, it works for both really well. Yeah.
And can people walk their dogs?
You can walk your dogs on the trails. Obviously, on the Nordic trails, we do not allow dogs because it takes a lot to curate those trails. Yeah, and keep them in shape. I've learned so much in these last many years of what it takes to really shape a trail. It's not a simple process. There's some science to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does the forecast look like for the winter? Long range. We just looked at the week.
Sue?
Well, we continue to, I think the Farmer's Almanac says we're supposed to have a cold and snowy winter. So that's what we're hoping for.
We're hoping for cold and snowy.
Yes.
As always.
Yes.
And then friends with lots of property here say, you know, the woolly caterpillar is a guideline. If it's more brown, I've heard different things. Someone told me recently they had a ton of stink bugs this year, and that means apparently a big winter.
I think a month or so ago I saw that we might have a mild La Nina as opposed to El Nino effect.
And
I think that usually brings moderate temperatures but more moisture. So depending on where that thermal climb is, it might be more snow.
At the end of the day, Phil, we are eternal optimists for snow. Period.
So new this year, there's a new logo, right?
We just rolled out a new logo, and Sue is wearing one of them, and it's really lovely. And it's if you go to our website, sandpointnordic.com, you'll see some of our new look there. Yeah. And just really, it was just a little bit of time for a refresh and certainly looking to the future, growing. It just seemed like good timing, and we love our logo. Very excited.
I think we're going to take a short musical break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the events and programs that are upcoming for the winter with hopefully a blessedly large amount of snow. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit of U2. U2, Whitest Snow, an aspirational song for the season.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, this is KRFY's Morning Show with your host, Phil Huff, and board members from the Sandpoint Nordic Club, Claude Goldberg, Executive Director, and Sue Jordan, Treasurer. We're talking about the upcoming season, events, activities, programs with the Nordic Club, a hope for lots of white stuff.
Yeah, always, but, always.
So we left off talking about the Pine Street Woods and things that are going on there, and it's a great home base for lots of things that happen in the winter. Tell us a little bit about the activities once the season starts.
Yeah, so once we get rolling, we have all kinds of great activities that go on up there. Our biggest one is our... Well, maybe I'll talk about that one second. So first we have our, because it's such a great program, all our programs.
Upcoming
the big reveal. Well, we have our Youth Ski League, and actually this is a good place to start because registration opens tomorrow for our after-school program, Youth Ski League, and that starts at 6 years of age and goes up to teenage years. And for the youngins, we have a one-day a week program. And for the older kids, it's 2 days. And then back in play this year, we have race team, which is so exciting. We've taken a little break these last few years from having a race team. And these kids are excited, super committed. We have about 10 kids already in play doing dry land training with their coach, Rebecca Dussault, who we are so grateful for. So that's amazing. And that program, we average about 80 kids, and it starts when they go back to school that first week in January and runs for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's just an incredible program. So that opens tomorrow, the registration, and you can find that on our website, sandpointnordic.com, under programs. After that is our, we have school program.
Yeah, so we have a school program, and it's third through sixth grade classes come up. Last year, we were able to bring up 900 students. This year, we're hoping for 1,000, and it's a free program. So the schools, they come up either the morning or the afternoon, and the bus brings them up there. They come up, and it's wonderful. I've volunteered for that before, and the kids say it's the best day they've had, and the feedback that we get is amazing. So we give them a Rick Price is who runs it, and he gives them a lesson, and then we take them out on the trails, and it's wonderful. This is a free program. So one of the things that we do for this is we write grants. So we have been fortunate enough to have the Community Assistance League provide a grant, also Blue Skies Foundation. We've had 101 women have given us a grant to help fund this program.
And Equinox Foundation.
Yes.
And the after school is different than the ski school. The ski school's by sign up.
You mean the school program?
Right.
Yeah. So Youth Ski League is a dedicated, same kids every week for 8 weeks. And then the school program, the teachers sign up. And that goes live December 1st for teacher sign up in the district. And I'm just going to add one more thing. So it has traditionally been third through sixth graders. And we had a little plea from middle schoolers to please continue.
They want to come back.
So we are getting some of those groups we'll be able to get in this year, which is expanding our program significantly, which is why we're looking at about 1,000 kids will probably come through this year.
Also includes life skills. So we have equipment that is available to bring up the life skills.
Yep, we have great adaptive equipment, and we get those groups out there as well. And it's just really a terrific opportunity to bring kids up to Pine Street Woods who may live 5, 8, 10 minutes from there and have never been there before.
Oh, wow.
And offering an opportunity to be outside in the winter doing something that's fun and just allowing them to enjoy the nature, the beautiful places we have here.
And what about adults?
Adults.
Any instructions for adults who want to? Yeah,
you know, just kidding.
The gateway drug for the kids.
Yeah. No, we have some great adult clinics that we run. We do learn to skate clinics for adults, mm-hmm. learn to classic clinics, and then we do intermediate and advanced mm-hmm. Courses as well. And those all go up on our website, you know, once probably mm-hmm. more into December, we'll have that up on the website as mm-hmm. we see what the weather's doing. And they're just great opportunities. The Learn to Skate and Classic program is incredibly affordable opportunity to come up and get ski rentals and instruction. I think it's usually about $25. We want people to come up and experience being up in Pine Street Woods, being on our trails, getting a sport into their life that is really accessible and, and just can be with you for the rest of your life.
And how does the rental program work?
So we do daily rentals, and we do weekly rentals, and we do seasonal rentals. The seasonal rentals, it does require membership in Sandpoint Nordic Club. So once you purchase your membership, then you can come up and do a seasonal rental. Again, extremely affordable. We have great equipment. 2 years ago, we refreshed quite a few of our skis, so we've got some stuff that's never even been used yet that we're cycling through, which is really great.
So plenty of gear, no reservations necessary or need to come up days before?
Nope. Okay. It's all there, ready to go. Once season gets rolling, we are open Saturday and Sundays for rentals, and the building is open. We try to have the building open on other days to the best of our ability. We offer, the building's open during Youth Ski League days in the afternoon. So we have people who are out skiing who will come in to warm up, or parents whose kids are in the program, and sometimes we have internet. So some parents will be at work remotely from the building, which is really great. So lots of opportunity mm-hmm. up there.
And it's on our website. We also sometimes are opened on holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will stay open on those longer holiday weekends.
Holidays and weekends. And,
yeah.
And for current grooming conditions, current snow conditions, because if you live down here, sometimes it's hard to know how much snow there might be up at Pine Street Woods.
Yeah, absolutely. So our grooming staff goes out, does their thing, and then they let us know, what they did, what the conditions are, and send us photos. And then we post all those up on our website. Mm-hmm. So you can see what's happening daily.
So the website rather than a Facebook page or something is the best
We do it all. We do the social media thing, Instagram,
so both.
Facebook. But always good to go to the website because there's so much information on there about all the other things that we're up to. So it's a great mm-hmm. place to look as well. But definitely follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Other than the seasons rentals, everything's open to the public without membership requirements. But There are benefits to being members.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously as a small club and having the facility that we have and the trails that we groom, the membership is really important to help us maintain those things. Like Sue said, obviously things like our school program don't run on mm-hmm. on membership dollars, but our trails and our scholarships and the building and keeping the lights on all run on membership dollars. And then if you are a member, you do get some deals with our wonderful partners, Outdoor Experience, The Shed, Evans Brothers. I'm forgetting one all of a sudden. It's early. It'll come to me. And they are all just incredibly generous with us as partners.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we've got... you look like you've thought of the one missing...
No.
Go ahead. Okay. Other than the membership, there are events and activities that support the efforts, and one of those is coming up this week. We'd be remiss not to talk about Get Plowed.
Yeah. We have this great event, Get Plowed, that is coming up, and we do this with our partners, our wonderful, wonderful partners, Kinnick Sioux Land Trust and Pend'Oreille Peddlers. I think that's an important thing to note, that we partner with these groups on so many things, and we're grateful for those connections. You know, without Kiniksu Land Trust, we wouldn't have a home. The work we do in conjunction with Pondere Peddlers and doing trail maintenance, and it's just been such a great ride with them and continues to be. So Get Plowed is coming up tomorrow, 5 to 8 at McDuff's Beer Hall. This is an event that started many years ago, and it is a fundraiser to bring in funds to help keep the road plowed to Pine Street Woods. If you've been up there, you know that road is a lot of fun, and it takes a lot of work to keep it open and plowed properly so that we can get up and mm-hmm. ski and ride fat tire bikes and do the things we want to do. The event, again, 5 to 8, is music, food, raffles. There are going to be kitten cuddles and adoptions. Better Together Animal Alliance has partnered with us this year and are bringing kittens. And it's $5 a cuddle, but $35 for an adoption. And they are graciously donating all of those fees back to our organizations for plowing of the road, and that is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Raffle prizes this year are off the hook. They're amazing. I already bought my raffle tickets, and I know I'm going to win. One is an Icon Pass and some really great swag that comes with it. And then the second one is rent the bike park. So Panhandle Bike Ranch has graciously put this up. And if you win, you get to bring, I think it's like 27 of your, up to 27 of your closest friends to have a day at the Panhandle Bike Ranch. So woohoo.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I know.
Yeah. and all to keep the road open, because it's important to remember that the Pine Street Woods is not a municipality. It's not owned by the county, the state, the city. It's a private land trust. So it requires extra maintenance.
Exactly. Yes. And all the work on the trails are done by volunteers. You know, Kiniksu has a small staff, and we have a small staff, and Pondere has a small staff, and then it requires tons of volunteers to whom we are eternally grateful, where they come out and do work sometimes we don't even know they went and did, which is incredible, and we're so grateful.
Wait, look, there's a new trail over there.
Well, no, we'll come out, and they will have weed whacked, and we're like, when did that happen? It's like little ninjas, little magical gnomes in the forest,
Well, we're all hoping for a lot of snow early, snow often at what are we missing? What else would you like to talk about as we wind down the hour or half hour?
What do you think, Sue?
I don't know. I feel like we covered everything, but
never.
And last year, the Get Plowed event, we did raise enough money to cover all of our plowing costs. So that was great for all three organizations.
Oh, and I know Katie would want me to say to everyone, don't forget to bring all your loose change. Check under your couches, check under your, you know, seats in your car, all that change. We collect it, and it's super fun. The kids will bring their bags of pennies and donate, and, it's a lot of fun. And I think just overall, you know, we are grateful to this community for their sticking with us and just bringing their joy to our trails and their kids to our programs and their, you know, desire to learn as adults. We're just, it's an amazing place to be running this organization. And I know I am grateful. I know our board is. And so thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Well, that's a great note to go out on. And we want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. Listeners just tuning in, we've been talking on the morning show with folks from the Sandpoint Nordic Club called Claude Goldberg and Sue Jordan, hoping for a great winter wonderland soon. But if you missed any of the interview and want to listen to it later as a podcast, it should be up. Available later today at krfy.org. And, you know, if there's late breaking events or news, please come back and tell us about them.
We will definitely do that.
Thank you.
For now, we're going to listen to a little bit of Grateful Dead, and then I'll come back with some upcoming events.